Welcome to Lifelines. This is John Augustine. A riddle. One of the world's most famous paintings is Whistler's Mother by the American artist James McNeil Whistler. Only it isn't, even though she is. Stay tuned. Whistler's fun. When he was 2 years old, playing under the table, his parents asked what he was up to. "I was drawing," he replied. A sure sign. When his family moved to Russia for his father's work, they enrolled him at the Imperial Academy of Fine Art. He was 11. When he returned to America as a high school student, he was already a cosmopolitan, fluent in French and German. Next stop, West Point, as a most unlikely cadet, where he washed out after accumulating a mountain of demerits for being late for roll call, late for breakfast and dinner, and guard duty, and drill. And his hair was too long. He always cultivated a dramatic hairstyle. So he went off to Europe, and while he was always nostalgic about his West Point years, he spent the Civil War years in Paris, a hotbed for bohemian young artists. They admired the young American's innovative painting, At the Piano, a portrait of mother and child. But when the picture was rejected for exhibition at the Salon, the great power in French art, Whistler decided to try his luck in England. There, the Royal Academy accepted the painting for exhibition, and Whistler settled in London and visited France. More than anything, he wanted to live an artist's life, a rebellious countercultural life with carefully selected clothes, hanging out in cafes, drinking absinthe, and arguing with other artists. He was vain and witty, completely reckless with women and money, deliberately eccentric. He signed his paintings with his totem, a small picture of a butterfly. People accused him of posturing, as he certainly was, but he was dead serious about his art, and he was a revolutionary across the spectrum of the visual arts, in etching, lithography, pastels, even interior design. Whistler was one of the first artists to promote Asian influence in his work. He painted English women in kimonos, standing in rooms full of Oriental decor. His own lodgings were furnished in blue and white china and Japanese fans. The apotheosis of this passion was the Peacock Room, an entire Asian-themed, elaborately detailed room illustrated with grand peacocks, a triumph of interior design. The Peacock Room represented Whistler's principles. Much of previous English painting had been narrative, uplifting scenes from Shakespeare or the Bible that could have served as book illustrations. Whistler believed the artist's sole responsibility was to see and present beauty, particularly through color selection and composition, without any accompanying message. He posed his portrait of the great violinist Sarasate, holding his violin and bow, and told a friend, "Look how he stands, all balanced by that bow." Whistler would have agreed with Walter Pater that all art aspires to the condition of music. He called his night scenes nocturnes, a word Chopin had used. Other works were titled Harmony in Blue and Silver, Arrangement in Gray and Green, Symphony in White. The actual title of his mother's portrait is Arrangement in Black and Gray. One of his nocturnes was The Falling Rocket, portraying a fireworks display on the River Thames at night. Once you knew that, it added up pretty well, but it looked like pure abstract art. One of Whistler's friends said his chief fault was that he lived 30 years ahead of everybody else. The most powerful critic of the day, John Ruskin, was not convinced and accused Whistler of flinging a pot of paint in the public's face. Whistler, a combative character, sued him. It was one of the trials of the century. Ruskin lost and was fined one farthing, and Whistler was jubilant. Although Whistler abandoned America, most of his best work has come home to American museums. At the Piano, his first masterpiece is in Cincinnati. The famous violinist with his well-placed bow is in Pittsburgh. The entire Peacock Room was purchased and reestablished in Washington, D.C., and the infamous Falling Rocket is in Detroit. But the picture everyone knows, whatever its title, his portrait of his beloved mother is still in Paris, at the Louvre, perhaps the most famous American painting living abroad, kind of like Whistler himself. The book is Whistler, A Life for Art's Sake by Daniel Sutherland. This program has been Lifelines. I'm John Augustine.